Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and tonight I'm going to give you my personal top six takeaways, things that I've learned from being an entrepreneur for over a decade now. All right, guys, let's get right into it. So I'm doing this podcast. This is one of a few I actually have in store for Marketing Food Online podcast and YouTube channel. This is going to be some information that is something I personally have learned over the last 10 years of running my own business, the ups and downs and a few things that I wish I had not done, but I definitely now take away from those experiences as lessons learned, not as things that I have failed to do or failures. I actually personally don't believe in failure. I don't believe any of us actually fail at anything. If we look at it from the perspective of just learning, constantly figuring out what works and what doesn't work and chalking it up as experience and then moving on from there is a much more positive way to look at being an entrepreneur or even looking at yourself than it is to look at something in a negative way as being a failure or something I never achieved or I did it but that it didn't work out the way I expected. Well, not everything you do or everything you plan to do is going to work out exactly the way you think it will. It may turn out differently, and that is a learning experience that's not a failure. So let's get on to the top six. These are just six things. They're not in any specific order. I just want to give you guys some feedback. I have been an entrepreneur now for over a decade, and off and on before I had my food business, I've tried multiple other businesses. To tell you the truth, I think it's around five or six that I had actually tried before I realized what actually stuck and what worked for me. And those businesses, I honestly, to be 100% honest, those other ones that I started years and years and years ago, I didn't really take it as serious as I do now, or I didn't focus my efforts and energies on it. And that's kind of one of the reasons why it may not have panned out. But the business that I have now, I'm very focused on, and I have a lot of experience doing what I do. That's why I share with you guys. So I don't want to put you to sleep. I want you guys to pay attention, of course, and let me just get right into it. Number one, it is finance. Okay, if you're going to open up your own business, there are many, many ways that you could finance it, okay? One way that I do not recommend you do is to use credit cards. Don't do that. The experience I had with that was one that was not pleasant. But it was one that I worked through it, and of course, it just didn't pan out the way I thought it would. So utilizing credit cards is not something I would recommend, especially this day and age with the interest rates. You have to make sure you're aware of how much money you're bringing in as a new business to offset the interest on those cards. Now, there's a lot of ways that you can utilize funds that may be available to you, 401k accounts, you know, home equity lines. These types of things have interest rates and the ability to tap into them at a lower cost to you. That's what I would recommend in a big way, that you definitely tap into those, or you do it little by little. Which this is going to actually lead me into my second little bit of advice, is to just not be in a rush to get your business up and running. It's great to be excited about it. It's great to get up every day knowing that you've made one step towards a decision or one step towards opening your own business. That feeling is amazing. It's exhilarating. Of course it is. But it can take time to really grow a business. Many of these YouTube videos that show these people who are selling these videos and courses on how to become rich within a few months or a couple months, it's absolute nonsense. There's no business on the face of the planet that was built in a few months that will bring you millions of dollars and is sustainable and it's scalable and it's a growing business. If you have never run a business, that bit of information is not going to turn you in the next 3 months into a millionaire. Please don't buy into that. It's not how business works. I have a degree in marketing, and I've been in the world of food business prior to owning my own for nearly 25 plus years. And I know how it works, and it doesn't work that way. If you truly want to build an actual business with products, services, and such, it takes time to build. It takes time to build a team of people to be there for you as well. These things are not something that happen overnight, and they're not sustainable. It's not realistic. So back to what I was talking about, financing. If you have to use your own money, if you're working a job, as I did, I worked a job that was a 40-hour week job, and then I started little by little to have my own business, and then eventually I actually opened up my Italian bakery and ran a bakery while working as well before it took off because we needed the income. So realistically, having the funds available may not be something that you may wake up tomorrow and have all at once, and that's fine. Please don't expect that. Take a few steps, learn about your business, see what kind of monies would be needed for you to open up that type of business, okay? And then take step by step. Again, I don't recommend maxing out your credit cards to do it. I know that it's an easy way to do it and utilize those funds, but it's not in the long run a smart decision. Take steps, invest a little bit of money that you have each month, maybe each week, maybe every 3 months, but be patient with the process and fund it that way, because in the long run, you're not going to have huge amounts of debt that you will have to pay back. So number two, make a plan. Okay, it's known in the business world really simple, and you've probably heard of this, the business plan. Making a business plan is a great idea. And I'm going to tell you again up front, when I started my food business, I didn't do this. And it was something that probably would have given me more focus and more direction as to where I wanted to take our business. But it was just something I didn't do. And you know what? I chalk it up as experience. Again, it's something I had not done. And I actually now have one. I now have one. We are actually 10 years into doing this. But I have one now. I didn't just do this recently. But a few years ago, I did it. But when I first started, I didn't. But a few years ago, it gave me a concrete black and white in text on paper. I could see where I wanted to go. And having that in front of you is a big, big mental push, and it gives you a great direction mentally when you can see it on paper and you've really thought it through. That is a huge plus. Okay, so create the plan. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can create all the maps you want, you can create all the plans you want. You think you're going to get from A to B this way and then from B to C this way. It doesn't always work out that way either. Now, making a plan is a good thing. It allows you to create a foundation mentally, gives you a great foundation to step forward. But that step forward may not be the way that you really think it will happen. There's been a lot of twists and turns in building and scaling the business that we have. And I've learned, you know what, the end result is what I want to reach, but the way that I get to it may not be exactly what you think. But it's still important to have a plan and to create that plan and to look at it visually and to see it and understand it. Now, next one, number three, focus on one thing. I have my mind works in a lot of different directions, to be honest with you. It's going kind of in a lot of different directions at the same time. And sometimes it's hard for me to focus, but creating something and focusing on one thing has recently actually allowed me to really elevate our business and myself personally by focusing on one thing and one thing at a time. People who talk about multitasking and such, it's nonsense. You're not efficient when you multitask or when you think you're multitasking. You can't get things 100% done. That's just not my own experience. I'm only speaking from my own experience. When you can focus on one thing and get it done and add those pieces of the puzzle to the overall puzzle that you've got, excuse me, that's going to be a huge benefit for you. And that's going to allow you to, again, elevate yourself in that one specific part of your business. And you can move faster and move forward once you get one thing done at a time. Focus on one thing at a time, get it done, and then move on to the next thing. I've actually tried, when I first started my business, I thought I could do everything at once. And it became very stressful and overwhelming. And almost to the point where you're about to throw your hands up and kind of give it up. But don't do that. Just take it one step at a time. One thing and get it past you and move on. So the next thing, don't listen to others. Now, your family, your friends, the people who've known you forever and a day, they're going to offer you advice and it's going to be kind of well-intended, but don't allow other people's opinions about where you need to take yourself and your business or your life get in the way of what it is you truly want to do. And of course, that may sound cliche. And of course, you've heard this a million times from other people, but I've actually learned that myself. I respectfully don't take the opinions of others. I don't go about my day being rude to families and friends. But when it comes to my business, I have to truly trust what it is that I'm doing and I'm deciding to do. I make a decision and I don't normally second guess my decisions. If it doesn't pan out, I learn from it. I move on. But I don't listen to a lot of advice from others. I read a lot of books. I normally read between 8 to 10 books a week. And I'm constantly actively looking at resources online, learning a little bit about this, what took this person to success. I take a lot of advice, but it's mostly advice that's in a positive way. So I shut out a lot of the comments and the questions and the other words of advice, quote unquote, from families and friends, and I just don't listen to it. I would recommend you do that, because the only way that you're going to ever trust yourself is by beginning to make those decisions on your own and trust your decision making and see where it takes you. Okay. The next thing, this is super, super important. This is one that I've come to learn every single day, one day at a time, is to understand that every day I move closer and closer to the goal that I'm trying to achieve. And it may sound kind of elemental, may sound kind of childish or simple, but it's so, so powerful, at least from my own experience, is that one day, every day that passes, I make one step closer to a larger goal or a smaller goal that I'll achieve, and then I can move on to a bigger goal. But one day at a time, each day allows me and gives me the opportunity to achieve something else that I didn't do yesterday. And that gives me the fuel, that gives me the motivation to get up for the next day. Tomorrow's going to be even better because I've already achieved this today. And one day at a time, I make those small little achievements, and they mount up to enormous wins for me. So take it one day at a time, and you know, pat yourself on the back, man. I'm telling you, you can get overwhelmed becoming an entrepreneur. You can get overwhelmed trying to balance your work life. But if you really sit back and say, wow, you know what, today I was able to check out, do my checklist, or I've got 10, 20 different things that I did today, I was able to get them done. Fantastic. You know, give yourself a little bit of credit, because that's going to motivate you to keep doing what you're doing. It can be quite overwhelming mentally and physically when you begin to take this endeavor into becoming an entrepreneur. Lastly, and this may be kind of odd, and I've heard entrepreneurs say this before, especially those who are extremely successful, it's not about the money, at least not all the time, okay? When I wanted to have my own business, I wanted to be able to make millions and millions of dollars. I would love to continue to grow and get towards that. This year alone, we'll be doing well over six figures in our business. The past couple of years, we've grown it to six figures, and it's a huge success for us. It's a huge win for myself and my wife, starting our business from literally nothing. Nobody taught me any of this. Nobody gave me any direction. I had to trust myself in what we're doing. But now, having sold on multiple platforms online, six figures in sales on those platforms with my food business, I'm pretty proud of that. I don't say this at all to brag or boast about what I've achieved. If anyone knows me, that's not even close to who I am. But I say it because if you're listening to this podcast and you're looking to change your financial situation and your lifestyle, that's the point of what I'm saying, the lifestyle that you have, you can do that. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist, and you don't need to be Elon Musk. You don't need to be Warren Buffett or any Bill Gates. You don't need to be those guys. Just be yourself, but be determined enough to do it and follow through with it. If you truly want to change your financial situation, you want to change your lifestyle, you want to have more time with your family, you want to truly do things that you really enjoy doing, yes, you can do it. There's no question you can. If you just pay attention to what you do each day, focus on what you're thinking, focus on what you're reading, focus on what's going into your mind and into your situation, has to be positive, uplifting, motivation. These are the things you need to get addicted to, because I've learned reading so many books, it has changed the way I think, and everything in my life has kind of corresponded to that. So it is great to be successful financially, yes, but remember, it's a lifestyle that you're changing. It's not going to be just your bank account. And having the opportunity to spend time with your son, having the opportunity to spend time with your daughter, maybe your wife, you know, taking a day off whenever you wish because you own the company, those are things that are just much more valuable than any kind of dollar amount. So these six things are something that this is just a fraction of what being an entrepreneur for over a decade has taught me. But they are things that are super important, and I thought I'd just share them with you. And it's just some super simple advice. I would definitely say, if you're wanting to be in the, if it's not in the food business either, you just wanted to open up your own business, do it, pursue it. You won't be any worse off than you are. You'll be better for it. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up, and appreciate you guys taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to my podcast. And as always, if you have any questions about anything I've talked about, or if you've your experience, hey, I would love to read your comments about your first few steps being an entrepreneur. If that is what you just started, or if you're getting ready to do it, let me know. I definitely appreciate the comments and the feedback. I like to interact with my subscribers on a great deal. So I'll wrap it up, and I'll talk to you guys soon on the next podcast, or on my YouTube channel, Marketing Food Online.